Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Program. Gator and Stoney with you today. Stoney's in for Doug. Nice to have Stoney around.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Kank put this Twitter poll up yesterday, and the results are final. A really interesting question. And the question is, do you lock your car doors when you park in the garage? Now, before you answer the question, I need to ask Kang, what brought this question about?
Debate in the household, of course, between husband and wife. And I decided to put it to the people and to think, this is not, I guess, a right or wrong. Yes, it is. You know, who who's normal and who's not, I guess. So I said, you know, I'm going to ask the people this because I was late the other day and it was because of this. So I don't want to get too, I want the poll to speak for itself first. And I wanted you to answer too, because I asked Stoney as well this morning.
So, Stoney, why don't you start? Yes or no?
So we're talking about a garage at your house, not a garage, not a parking garage.
Right? No, yeah, like an attached garage.
Your house, attached garage, and the garage door is closed.
Yes.
I never lock my car. Never.
Okay.
In my garage. I leave the key in the car.
You even leave the key in the car?
Yeah, in my garage.
Wow, okay.
Stop doing that, by the way.
Well, I definitely know why you don't lock the doors now because the keys are in there.
Now people know. Don't leave the key in the car.
Well, in the garage he does it, not like out and about.
Right? I'm just saying. Though, I mean,
I know what you mean.
People can break into garages and then they're looking for, and then they get the car's got the key in there. I would advise you not. I don't want to tell you what to do. Right. I would advise you not. I have never locked my car while it's in the garage. And it's funny, I never even thought of locking my car while it's in the garage until you brought this up to me this morning. I've never even thought of it. And now I might.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, why didn't you? Just because you know, hey, it's in the garage,
it's
you'll be
garage,
fine, or
it's
easier access to get back in when you go.
And the garage door is shut, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, what difference does it make? I mean, I don't leave the keys in the car, so I always have.
So that's more of a reason for you not to lock the car.
I've never left the keys in the car, so I mean,
that's what I mean. So you lock the car then?
I should. Yeah, I think I should.
No, you don't. You don't have to lock the car if you don't have the keys in there.
Yeah, I guess, unless people hotwire cars. I don't know. I mean, you have to go through a lot, I guess, to do it. And I mean, first you got to break into the garage, and then you got to break into the car if it were locked, or if it wasn't locked, then you just have to hot. I don't know. I get a little paranoid with this. There's a rash of car thefts that has been happening for the last couple of years.
Here's the other thing. If your car's in the garage, whether you have your keys in there or not, whether it's locked or not, chances are the reason the car is in the garage is because you're at home.
Yes.
And you have a dog. I have two dogs.
Yeah.
If somebody would try to break through and get into the garage, Probably an alarm would go off, or the dogs would be barking like crazy. So that's another reason. Right,
if you have an alarm system, you're fine. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. So, King, what brought this about? What happened?
So I am notorious for not locking the car doors, and my wife is notorious for locking the car doors. So I agree with you guys. I'm glad you guys voted that way in the poll. You're on my side. I think it's over paranoid to lock the car doors when it's in your garage. Now, I guess it also depends on maybe what neighborhood you live in and what kind of crimes have been going on recently. Yes. But let's just assume it's a relatively safe subdivision, right? To me, if they're going to break into my garage, all right, have at it with the car then at that point. You know what I mean? I feel like if they're going to... Might as well just take the car, I guess, if you're going to go that far, if my alarm doesn't go off or whatever. Yeah. So every time I go back into the garage to get something out of my car for whatever reason, I can't open it if she used the car because she locked it. I'm like, why did you lock the, who cares, right? So now I got to go back in the house, grab a key, unlock the, you know, or press the button, unlock the car doors. It bothers the heck out of me. Now, the reason why I was late was I had left my keys in the car by accident. It was in like my bag. She locked the doors.
Oh, no.
So she locked my keys in there and I could not get in the car. And I'm like, why do you always lock the car when it's in the garage? Who cares? But she's super straight laced. She always like makes sure everything's locked and she follows directions and she reads the instructions. You know, she's that type of personality, you know? Yeah. I think she's worried about everything at all times. And maybe I'm more like the other way. Maybe it's the yin and yang that makes it work. But I just feel like in the garage, you don't need to lock your car doors.
So the results of the poll... Basically 70%, 69.8% people said no, they don't lock the car doors while it's in the garage. And that left with 30.2% of the people that said yes, they locked the car doors. People want to speak on this as well. Brian's in Holly. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys, I actually leave the keys inside my car. Most people in our neighborhood have cameras. I got two German Shepherds. Once I get done driving, I just leave the keys in the car.
But your garage door is shut.
Going about my business.
Yeah, your garage door is shut, though, yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you're like Stoney.
Yeah.
And you've got the alarm system, and you got dogs. I'll tell you this, my dog wouldn't know. Because if it's at night and I'm sleeping, the dog's in the bed with me, and I've got my door shut in the bedroom, and you'd have to really make some loud noise to make it happen. I mean, there's... animals crawling on the roof and the dog is out. She doesn't care. Reggie is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Reg.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Look, I live on the border of East Point in Detroit. I didn't have two cars stolen from parking out on the curb. Now, one day I was coming home from work from the post office, and I see all these lights at my house, police lights. And I pull up, and they're like, we got an alarm that, went off at your house, and my garage door was halfway up. And I'm like, okay, I don't know how that happened, you know. So, yeah, to me, lock your car in the garage. You never know what these evil criminals have come up with so far. And they may be able to get in there to take that car.
Yeah,
so,
I can't. Hey. You know what I think, and you bring up a good point. Thanks for the call, Reggie. Appreciate it. And that is... if you've been a victim of car theft, I bet you're way more apt to lock the car doors while it's in a garage because you've been a victim. Or if you know somebody that's been a victim, somebody close to you, then that's probably the case. Or if you've heard that in your neighbor, like, hey, two doors down, somebody got, you know, the car broken into and stuff, then I can see that. And it's a sad state of affairs where we're living in here. Now, Ben is on a cell phone. Ben, welcome. 97 on the ticket. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, it drives me crazy. Not only does she lock the door in the garage, but if it's in a driver, fortunately, we're in a safer area up here in Rochester Hills. And so there's something wrong with our car. You open the door, even though it's locked, the alarm goes off. So she says, Ben, can you go out and grab my brown bag? And I run out there, open the door, the alarm goes on in my paranoid mind. Neighbors with guns come out looking for some thief, and I'm looking around for my keys to stop the alarm. You'd say, honey, why do you have to lock the door? Whether it's in the garage or right in our driveway, it drives me nuts. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Driveway, I get.
If I'm in the driveway or in the, you know, on the
we're
street.
We're getting texts that some people don't lock it when it's in their driveway.
Oh. Well, that's...
I think you're asking for trouble if you do that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not asking for trouble. Nobody's saying, oh, please, I dare you to steal my car. I don't think it's wise to leave a car out of a garage and unlocked. That I don't think is wise.
No.
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I mean, whether even if, I mean, because it's not just, oh, because somebody could steal the car. Somebody could just go into your car and take something from inside your car.
Yep.
Whether it's whatever it is that they're looking for. Interesting. I thought that was, let's get one more call here. John is in Clarkston. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Just want to say that I've studied this in law enforcement for a while about car thefts. There is zero chance of anybody breaking into your garage to do damage to your car, steal your car, or steal something from your car. Nobody does that. No crook would be stupid enough to do that.
So you're saying it's good enough just to leave your car in the garage and the garage door is shut and nobody's coming in?
Yeah, nobody's coming in. I mean, any listeners out there that have had their car stolen from their garage, I doubt there's any out there. So, no, I 60 years, I've never, ever locked my car in the garage.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Stoney, what about your wife?
I think she follows the same pattern I do.
Leave the car doors unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Does she leave the keys in the car?
Probably half the time.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I just feel it's unnecessary to lock the car doors when it's already in the garage.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm being too, I don't know, you know, unsafe about it. But like I said, I agree with the guy. If they're gonna break in the garage, I mean,
yeah,
you've gone that far.
Yeah, exactly.
You're really one step into the house.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. I'd rather just you take the car and not come into the house.
Yes.
Do you lock the door that goes to the garage?
Yes, I do lock that.
Okay. Do you?
No.
I don't either.
Oh, wow. You guys are like this. It was free willy out there.
Yeah. I'm trying
you don't
to think
lock
if,
that?
I'm trying to think if I even can.
Oh, come
yes,
on.
You can.
Yes, you can.
My house is different than some people. It's not. I mean, I can think of houses I've lived in the past.
Yeah, I say that like I lived there or something. But
I'm sorry. Have you been in my house? Did you get in my garage? No, I'm not sure if I can. Honestly, I'll have to check. I have to check them when I get home, because that is something I'll probably start doing. Because it makes all.
You should definitely lock that if you can.
Yeah, because that would make sense.
We do sometimes.
Sometimes he leaves the keys in that door.
Come on in.
What'd you want to say?
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. If I Bet It, coming up in just a few minutes, Doug was kind enough to leave his picks for Stony Stone. He'll play the role of Doug this week. I had a much better week, which was good. Needed that for my own sanity. I will also talk some Lions with Will Birchfield coming up at the bottom of the hour right here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And welcome back to 97.1 The Ticket, Carson Anderson program. Gator with Stoney. Stoney's around here somewhere, I guess.
I don't know.
Is he? I think he's making his way in now at some point. Never fails. At least once a show. At least once, right?
Yeah, this is the first time I'll show. So one, yeah. Those who had 119.
Yeah, good for you if you had 119 is the time that Stoney would show up late. That's fine. Some food
Yes.
What'd you order today? What was the lunch?
Yeah, we always know what Doug orders or eats for lunch. Yeah. So.
Well, it's the complete opposite of Doug.
Yeah, steak?
No.
Meat Lover's Pizza?
Hatchet was picking up from Kirby's.
Oh, ooh, ooh, Coney's.
Did you get some Coney's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is the opposite of Doug.
Mm-hmm. Totally opposite of Doug. You know what else likes Coney's?
Everybody.
Everybody else but Doug.
Yeah. I like Coney's. You like Coney's, Kang?
I love Coney's.
Yeah. Did you get asked about it, Coney Run?
I did not.
I must have missed that.
Well, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do for lunch, and Hatchet said he's picking up whatever. So.
Okay. I mean, I love Coney's. I mean, Kirby's are great.
I still have one that hasn't been eaten yet. You can take it.
No, it's all right, Stoney. I don't want your charity. It's fine. Sorry. Okay. No, it's good.
Make me feel bad.
No, it's fine. I'll just talk to my buddy, Big Al, who runs Kirby's, and we'll see if I get myself some Coney sometime. Okay. You know, it's okay.
You know the big dog, man.
I do. I know Big Al, my man. Known Al for a long, long time. go back to high middle school together. Family owned.
Even before high school.
Yeah, well back, way back. Great guy. Love the Kirikopoulos family. They're awesome. Some ticket texts coming in regarding the locking the doors in your garage, locking the doors of your car in your garage while your garage is shut. Do you do this or not? The right answer is whatever your wife said. Do you want to be happy or do you want to be right?
Yeah, most of the time you want to be happy for sure, but some hills, I don't know, man. It's like just
does your voice raise it, or are you just exasperated? Like, why would you do? Like, how do you approach this?
Like,
with
it's not an all-out war or anything, but I think, you know, when things like when you argue about the same thing all over and over and over all the time, then I think it becomes a thing. And this is like one of those things, I think, that she always locks the door, and
I'm like, again,
yeah. I'm like, and I always say, why do you do this? And she says, because, you know, and I'm like, but I don't, it's inconvenient. If I just want to go in the car and get something, you know, I don't get it.
I hear you. I don't want to have to pay for a broken window on top of everything else. I leave my car unlocked. Okay. Kang, my wife is the same. I hate how she locks the doors to our mudroom when the garage door is already shut. Well, that's different because you're saying lock the doors to the house.
Yeah. Is he talking about like from the garage door? Or
yeah,
like,
yeah. To the mudroom. Okay. Yeah.
Because some people have two doors, right? From the garage door, and then there's another door out of the mudroom into the like kitchen or house at
I
that
have,
point.
I also have that situation.
Okay.
Because, the garage goes into a storage room, and then you walk through the storage room and you get into the house.
Yeah.
The door to get into the house from the storage room does not have a lock on it. The door from the garage to the storage room might. I'm still not sure about that. My girlfriend doesn't even lock her car doors when she parks in the driveway.
That's absurd.
I don't think I do that. I always leave the keys in the car in the garage. Eric and Macomb. That's another one like you, Stoney. I think it's way more common than I ever thought it was, mm-hmm. I guess. I never lock cars when in a home garage. I always keep the garage door closed if out of sight. Yeah, I think it makes sense. The garage door should always be shut.
Yes.
And last one, I lock both of my cars in my garage. I have a detached garage, Nick in Sterling Heights. Detached garage? Okay, I guess, if you have an automatic door or not, that could be a difference.
Mm-hmm.
First house I had in Royal Oak, I had a detached garage that was not an automatic garage door. It's one of those you just kind of pulled up.
Right.
And then a few years later, I ended up switching out garage doors, thanks to Precision. And
should I sound a chime or something?
Right. And I was so glad I did because for the first few years, I was a little nervous that somebody could just, you know, go into my garage at any hour of the night because my bedroom was on a different side. Nonetheless, there it is. The final word on the parking in the garage. Most people say you don't need to lock the doors if your garage door is shut. You don't need to lock the doors in your car. And Stoney, as I found out, and many other people also leave their keys in their car if the garage door is shut because it's not going to happen. We even had a law enforcement official say, look, my 60 years in law enforcement, I've never heard of somebody having their car stolen from their house while the garage door has been shut. So there it is.
All right, I'll tell her I was right.
Yeah, please do. That's going to go well for you.
Mm-hmm.
Win that battle. That's one worth winning. All right, time now to make some picks. We do this every week. I don't know if you have Doug's totals, Kang, or Stoney from last week and on the season, but I will tell you what I am. I was 4-2 last week, which was good. I needed to get on the winning side of it. 9-12 for the season. 2-2 with my shoot the boot lock of the week. We start with college football. We can bet. Stoney, I will start with my picks, with my first pick in college football. Florida State is at Virginia. The Seminoles are giving up just a touchdown on the road. But Florida State's on a mission to let everybody know they are the real deal this year. They have put up a ton of points. They stunned Alabama out of the gate. Virginia is no Alabama. I like Florida State covering the 7.
All right. I don't know. Virginia, I think, is a little sneaky team, actually, if you think about it. But anyway. Yep. Doug's, the first one I'm going to give, can, because I assume I should. I have Doug's list here. The lock should be the last one, correct?
Well, whatever you want.
If it's college, you have to do it in the college.
Just do the college picks first.
All right. It'll be my last of my college.
Okay.
Doug's going with the Fighting Illini, coming off the humiliation against Indiana at home, getting 6.5 points against the Trojans of the University of Southern California. It's a big noon kickoff. Champagne's going to be going crazy. He's gone with Illinois.
9 o'clock start really for USC, how they look at it with their body clock. Notre Dame is on the road at Arkansas. The Fighting Irish are giving up 4.5 points. I think Notre Dame can cover this by a touchdown. I'll give up the 4.5 at Arkansas.
What bothers me about Notre Dame is their defense scares me because they haven't been able to do much defensively. All right. Another one from Doug Karsh. He's going to go with the points a lot here. And he's going to go to Nashville, Tennessee, where the Commodores of Vanderbilt are hosting Utah State. Vanderbilt's a lot better than people think. They're a good team, but they're not good enough in Doug's eyes to cover the 22.5 points. He's taking Utah State. I believe they're the Aggies.
I believe they are. Yes. My last college pick will stay in the Big Ten. And after watching the thumping that took place last week with Indiana just walloping the old number 6 on Illinois, that's Blazing Saddles reference for you.
Yes.
Indiana -8 at Iowa. I know Iowa can be a tough team. Iowa's not very good this year. I just don't see it. And I like Indiana to roll them. So the 8 points, I'll give up the 8 points because Indiana is tough to stop.
All right. For Doug's lock of the week, the Washington Huskies +8.5 against the Buckeyes of Ohio State.
Doug is not sold on Ohio State just yet.
No.
I wonder if that's any bias, but Washington's got a really good quarterback, good quarterback. Interesting to see. That's another sneaky good game to watch this weekend. Shifting to the pros. Philadelphia is at Tampa Bay. I suspect this would be an interesting game. I didn't want to go with the who's going to win the game. I like the total, the under 44.5. Both teams played pretty good defense, and I'm not sure who's going to win this game because I'm not sure what team Philly really is, and I'm not sure what team Tampa really is. Tampa's 3-0. They're very good. So I think it's going to be a defensive battle. Keep it under 44.5.
I think that's actually a pretty good bet. And as far as deciding who's going to win that game, the Eagles do not play very well in Tampa. All right. We're sticking with the over-unders, Doug Karsh is. He's going to the Jackson Dart debut game, where the New York Giants and the L.A. Chargers under 43.5.
New Orleans is at Buffalo. The over-under set at 48 points. I don't know if New Orleans is going to score a bunch of points. I know Buffalo can, but I think they keep it under 48. I think Buffalo is going to have an easier time with New Orleans here.
All right. Another game that Doug has selected. There's some news that just came across about this game, so I don't know if it's really fair. But
he's got some Washington?
Yes. He takes the Washington Commanders -1.5 against the Atlanta Falcons, but it was just announced that both Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin are out.
Going to be tough, but Marcus Mariota played pretty well last week, but no Terry McLaurin. That's the big one. Lastly, I have my shoot the boot lock of the week. The Chargers are giving up 6.5 points at the Giants. I think, you know, I'm not a Jim Harbaugh fan, but I respect what he is as a football coach. He's a damn good football coach, and he's going to scheme up to go against a rookie quarterback making his debut. I'll take the Chargers all day long, giving up the 6.5 at New York.
And finally, Doug's last pick goes for the totals again. And yes, this team, the home team in this case, the Dallas Cowboys, have a horrific defense. So he has the Packers with Micah Parsons and the Cowboys going over the 47.5.
There you have it. Our picks, you can do what you will with them, right? We're not in saying you need to do this or do that. This is just what we would do. And I look forward to seeing the big matchups this weekend. We'll talk to the Birch Kid next year. Now, I look forward to it every week, talking to the Birchie Kid out there in Allen Park. Will, welcome to the show. Stoney is in for Douglas. What's happening out there? What's the tenor of the building as they get ready for the big showdown against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday? I probably should have engaged you as a caller. I'm bad. I needed to actually press a button for you to talk. I'm sorry, Will.
Oh,
I'm new.
Am I good now?
Yeah, you're good now. It's my fault.
All right, we're live.
we're live
from Allen Park.
What's up, Birchie?
Go ahead, Stoney.
No, I just said, what's up? How are you?
Oh, what's going on, brother? Hey, let's relaunch this, boys. So I'll call back in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sorry.
The mood is good here in Allen Park, as it always is. Just got back from practice. A couple of notable absences. Zach Cunningham, who obviously played a decent role on defense, was absent today. He won't play on Sunday. Taylor Decker was also absent today. He's expected to play on Sunday. This feels like the routine for him right now is to kind of give him the week off to recover from the previous game and then get himself right for Sunday. You know, he's such an advanced student of the game at this point in his career that really all he needs to get ready to play on Sundays is the walkthrough on Friday. So, you know, they would rather have him out there, and the plan is, as the season evolves, to have him return to practice, obviously. But right now, they're giving him the rest, and he should be good to go on Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's just something you see par for the course when you get veteran players that that deal with injury issues. The older you get, the more you're dealing with, and the creakier the bones get. Stoney, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I can totally understand it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Zach Cunningham played an important role on that series that came down to the goal-to-goal situation. I know it was second and goal or third and goal where he got the stop, looked great. But he only played two plays in the game, left with a hand injury. So if he's out, does that mean we get more Nowoski, or is somebody else going to step up? What happens here?
Yeah, I would definitely think more Nowoski. They love the versatility that Nowoski gives them on defense, similar to the versatility that Derek Barnes provides. You know, they feel like with those five linebackers, obviously including Anzalone and Jack Campbell, they can basically stay in base defense almost no matter what the opposing offense presents, and they feel like that gives them a huge advantage. You know, I bring up Derek Barnes, and he was someone that Kelvin Shepard mentioned yesterday. You know, when Shepard took over as DC this offseason, Barnes obviously hadn't played since September. He was coming off a torn ACL, and, you know, his play through his first three seasons was a mixed bag, and none of that mattered to Shepard. He went right to Brad Holmes when he got that job and said, I have to have this player. You know, like, I have to have Derek Barnes as part of my defense because of the versatility that he felt like Barnes was growing into last season before his injury. And, you know, we've seen that shine so far. Go back to Monday night. Barnes played every linebacker spot. He lined up as a defensive end. He lined up as, you know, a nickelback at times. And, you know, the Lions were, I think, questioned in some ways for giving him that $24 million extension this offseason, but we're seeing more and more why they did that. I think he's had a great start to his fifth NFL season.
Speaking of great starts, Doug Karsh's favorite line, Jack Campbell's been playing his ass off.
Would that and be his correct? Face off.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I mean, and you can send him out there with one leg and one arm, and he would play his ass off. I mean, just an absolute animal. He's been a demon against the run, and, you know, there's still areas for his game to evolve. Obviously, in coverage, he can still be, like, a little bit stiff at times. I think as a pass rusher, he could make a few more splash plays, but no one hunts the ball with more ferocity or more hunger than Jack Campbell. And I think we're also beginning to see why Dan Campbell sat him down this offseason and said, hey, like, this is your defense now. And as much as they love Anzalone, part of the reason they were willing to consider a future without him is that Campbell is looking like the anchor of this defense they thought they drafted back in 2023.
The focus of this game, I think, is obviously going to be looked at on the defensive line of Cleveland versus the offensive line of the Detroit Lions. Certainly the Lions offensive line last 2 weeks, keeping a clean pocket for Jared Goff. He hasn't been sacked in those two games. This is a different task when you got Myles Garrett and company from Cleveland.
Yeah, this is as good of a defensive line as there is in football right now. And, you know, it was interesting when Campbell was asked today about, you know, Myles Garrett being a game wrecker and the kind of strain that places on the offensive line. He quickly pointed out, no, they have two game wreckers. And he wasn't talking about Mason Graham. He pointed right to Malik Collins, who is like the more veteran version of Mason Graham, who has spent, I think, 10 or 11 years now in the NFL. He's in his first year in Cleveland, and he's having a hell of a start to his season there. He's been a really disruptive interior pass rusher, a whole bunch of pressures, two sacks so far. And when you line up him along with Garrett and Mason Graham, you understand the kind of stress that an offensive line is under. So Campbell always places a premium on shutting down the interior rush, on pointing out the defensive tackles who can destroy a game plan. Between Collins and Graham, Mahogany, Glasgow, and Ratledge will have their hands full on Sunday. And then, obviously, Garrett is just a superhuman. He's a freak, and whatever word you want to use to describe him. And he mostly plays on the right end, which means that, you know, Taylor Decker will handle most of that assignment on Sunday. And obviously, the Lions will chip and nudge to help him out. But when Campbell started talking about Myles Garrett, he was like, dude, he's got everything. He's got size, he's got length, he's got get off, he's got flexibility, he's got the ability to bend the edge. He can touch his shoulder to the ground when he turns the corner. I thought he was describing Stoney Gator. I mean, just a physical specimen.
He's got
obviously
that bend.
A force of nature in the NFL. So containing that defensive line is, I agree, the key to Sunday's game.
Oh, Campbell, you know what he's doing? He's just pumping up the guy who went to his alma mater. You know, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's all.
On the other side of the defensive line front, we obviously saw Aiden Hutchinson have a really great fourth quarter. He played pretty good in the third quarter as well. But up front, with McNeil out, DJ Reader, I don't know if I could say disappointing last season, but nothing spectacular. So far this year, he's been really good. Cleveland doesn't run the ball, so they need that push up front too, don't they, from him?
Oh, for sure. And right next to Tyreek Williams, who obviously gave him a whole bunch of push in that week two win over the Bears. I counter you a little bit on DJ Reader. I mean, maybe if you look at the stat line, it doesn't jump off the page, but rarely do stats jump off the page for nose tackles. He played last year like a higher rate of snaps at the nose than he ever had in his career since, I believe, his rookie season. And he still set a career high in sacks. It was a modest career high, I think just three. But that's a player that was, first of all, available for all of last season, which set him apart from most of those defensive players, and was handling double teams on almost every single like pass rushing opportunity he got and a lot of his run defending snaps. Yeah, you know, the statistics might not indicate it, but he does a lot for this defense that frees up the players around him, including Tyreek in week two to make plays. So yeah, got to get a big game out of him. And then look, this offensive line for the Browns right now is diminished and vulnerable. They're starting left tackle DeJuan Jones went down for the season last week. He at the time was playing right tackle because Jack Conklin, their starter there, was injured. He missed weeks two and three. He's questionable for Sunday. He did practice all of this week, so it seems like he'll play, but you know, he'll be in a compromised state either way. So to me, this feels like an opportunity for Hutchinson and Al-Quadin Muhammad to really let loose on the edge and get after a quarterback who might be the only starting quarterback in the NFL that is less mobile than the one that starts here for the Lions. So this is a big time chance for this defensive line to feast on Sunday and to force Joe Flacco into some ill-advised passes that the secondary can feast on themselves.
Last question for you, Will. Speaking of Flacco, I maintain that I don't think he's capable of having a big game, but he is capable of still having big moments. Am I overlooking Joe Flacco, or is that, do you think that's accurate?
No, I think that's fair. I mean, that's a guy that has taken a team to the Super Bowl, and he seems to have some of the clutch gene in him. I think that's fair to say. You don't stick around the NFL for as long as he has without having some kind of knack for making plays when your team needs them. But look, I think before we go, I think a lot of people are worried about like a potential let game on Sunday. They view this as maybe a trap game, and it could be an emotional letdown coming off obviously a high last week. That's not how Dan Campbell's teams roll. It's not how they have rolled in the past. Like, just look at last season. There were a number of potential trap games on that schedule. They played at home against Tennessee after beating the Cowboys and the Vikings on the road. And against at the time was a very good Titans defense, and they beat them 52-14. They played the Jaguars a few weeks later, having just beaten the Packers and the Texans on the road, beat them 52-6, beat the Colts a week after that in Indy 24-6. This team knows how to get up no matter the opponent. I wouldn't anticipate any kind of emotional letdown on Sunday.
Sounds great, Will. We both look forward to seeing you at the game at Ford Field.
You got it, guys. Talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Will. Birchie Kid, breaking it down. From Allen Park, the Lions practice facility, and, of course, the game Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. This is 97.1, The Ticket. Just kind of getting here with the final thoughts on the big game coming up on Sunday with the Lions and the Browns. Get some more ticket texts that have come in. Just three major concerns against the Browns. One is Myles Garrett. Two is Myles Garrett. And three, it's probably Myles Garrett. I don't disagree with that. No. I know Birchie was talking about Collins and the rest of that defensive line, and I'm sure they're good. But
yeah, Mason Myles Graham's Garrett is really good.
Myles, he is very good. He's a rookie. And we'll see how he matches. I'm curious to see how he's going to match up against Tate Ratledge, if that's what the matchup is. I really like Ratledge. But Myles Garrett is so damn good. And wherever they decide to line him up, I imagine they want to line him up on Taylor Decker as opposed to Penei Sewell. Although, watching Micah Parsons against Penei Sewell, Penei struggled a little bit with Micah Parsons and the limited snaps Parsons had in the first week. But things have gone much more smoothly the last couple weeks. But they have not faced a defensive line until like the Packers until they will on Sunday. I think Green Bay got caught up in their own hype last week, as well as looking to the following week versus Dallas. Lions this week needs to wear down Cleveland's D with the run game and time of possession. No blind shots on Goff. That's from Mark in New Jersey. Well, whether Cleveland got caught up in their own hype and looking past Cleveland to get to Dallas, that might be true. As far as the Lions, I don't know if you can wear down Cleveland's defense. Cleveland's defense is really good, but you're going to have to keep it honest by trying to run the football. It may not work initially, but it's not something you give up on. Like even against, you go back to the game against Baltimore on Monday night. I think Baltimore's game plan defensively was to stop Jahmyr Gibbs, specifically Jahmyr Gibbs. He got nothing going in the first couple of drives. Then they brought in David Montgomery, and I think maybe Baltimore breathed a sigh of relief and said, okay, well, we'll worry about the pass now, and it hurt them because Montgomery can gash you just as bad.
I know.
They're different running backs, but really the difference is Gibbs has the top-end speed that Montgomery doesn't have, but Montgomery makes everybody miss on the first tackle attempt. So I'll be curious to see if they're able to get any kind of running game going, because if they do, Stoney, the play-action passing game is deadly for the Lions.
Yeah, and look, they have one good cornerback, Denzel Ward, who played at Ohio State. He's really good, but you can go after them. You can attack them.
Yeah, and you mentioned Grant Delp at the safety. Yes. He's very good too. But both of these guys have missed time in practice this week. Suspect they're going to play on Sunday, but nonetheless, just keep an eye on that as well. Another ticket text. I'm not saying the Browns are going to win, but everyone talks about the home field advantage and the two games that the Lions lost last year were at home. Is the home field really an advantage, Jeff and Livonia? Yes, it is an advantage. It's an advantage for the offense.
Right.
Because the offense gets out there and the place is quiet so that they can call out their protections and everybody knows what they're supposed to do. That's the theory that I subscribe to. The other side is on defense. It's loud as hell in Ford Field and very hard for the opposing quarterback to be able to communicate with his offensive line. It's an advantage. Does it mean you win the game? No, but it's an advantage.
Absolutely. It also is the return of Jim Schwartz, the Browns defensive coordinator. Oh, yeah. So this is like a homecoming here. I'm looking at the Browns roster, okay? So obviously you have Jack Conklin, who played at Michigan State. You have former Lion who's going to start Cornelius Lucas. A lot of Cornelius Lucas jerseys, I'm sure we'll see at Ford Field. Zach Zinter, former Michigan player. He's on the Browns offensive line. We mentioned Mason Graham. There's also, you know who one of their starting linebackers is? Devin Bush.
Well, he's been there for a while, right?
A little bit, yeah.
I should say, he was in Pittsburgh.
And, of course, their head coach is the son of former Pistons general manager and now special consultant Ed Stefanski. That's Kevin Stefanski.
And then their defensive coordinator is, as the aforementioned, him, Schwartz.
Yes.
Yeah, you and I were talking about this beforehand a little bit about coaches that have left the city of Detroit to go elsewhere, mm-hmm, and who your favorite and least favorite are. Mm-hmm. Jim Schwartz is probably my favorite one because we used to have Schwartz on once a week when Doug and I were doing the show. Right. I love talking to Jim Schwartz because he was my kind of guy. You listen to my kind of music. He's a football guy. And he and I would talk music all the time and loved it. So I had I thought was a good report. Maybe Schwartz couldn't have cared less about
it. The year before, he was on with me and McAllister, and he didn't think we talked football enough, so he wanted to go with you guys.
We talked a little bit of both. But it seemed like he would – Kang, am I wrong? He would perk up a little bit when if I said anything, you know, heavy metal-wise.
Yeah, clearly you like the same genre of music. And I think probably at that point, too, when – coaches and players, they answer a lot of the same questions all the time, all day long. So I think something different comes up. And yeah, he sounded more interested. And you're right. I don't know if he did or didn't like it, but it was better for us. I think you guys had a good rapport going.
And that was my guy. Who was your favorite coach that left?
Rick Carlisle.
Rick Carlisle.
Pretty much the same reason, too. I had a great, good relationship with him on the air. And he was a really good guy. And the Pacers or whatever team he was with even before, like Dallas, would he come in? I'd try to go and just sit and shoot the S with him for a few minutes, and he's always been a good guy.
And then you and I have the same guy we both dislike tremendously.
Which was, again?
Matt Patricia. Yeah.
But I had a good relationship with him.
Did you?
Yeah, he was very nice he did something for my daughter. It was really nice.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Jeff Rieger joins us in studio.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
What's the question?
Your least favorite and favorite coach that left.
Oh.
Wow, you're loud.
Oh, sorry.
Because Jim Schwartz will be here.
That's right. If the Browns somehow win, does he get carried off in his defensive lineman's shoulder again?
I don't think so.
No?
Jamie Samuelson swore.
That was the reason he never got another head coaching gig?
Yes.
Maybe.
And I don't buy that for a second.
I remember being at that game and waiting for Jim Schwartz post-game because he was with the Bills. And I remember he's like, I'll talk to you guys in a second. And then 5 minutes later, he's like, I'm not talking today. I'm like, dude, you just beat the, come on. And
That's weak.
It is weak.
That's weak.
Absolutely, it's weak.
What's coming up on the show today?
All right, so I heard something on the morning show that was so ridiculous.
Oh.
So insulting.
Oh.
And yet all of Detroit is behind this ridiculous premise. So Rico is too. So I want to give that premise to people. Mike's out, by the way. He's back on Monday. And then TJ Lang's in at 3:30. And who said it at some point as well? Love that game.
Sounds good. We look forward to it. We leave you every Friday with the plea to just get some time to watch some football. The Gator Rant here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.